John Tate II was charged this week with using his role as Common Council President to negotiate for a job he voted to create last year. That job is a city's violence interruption coordinator. Tate accepted the position in October after negotiating for a higher salary. He would be paid using federal pandemic relief funds, which Tate also voted to approve. He faces up to 3.5 years in prison and fines of up to $10,000. He'll have his initial appearance in court on May 11th. In a statement, Tate's attorney said he believes his actions do not, quote, constitute a violation of the law. Governor Tony Evers asked Tate to resign from the parole commission last June after they paroled a man who was convicted of murdering his wife in 1997. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.